This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Visiting us again in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Dan Crafty, a special projects reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspaper. Thanks for coming back.
Anytime.
A story that is running this Sunday in all the editions of Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Loot, stuff, found, seized.
All sorts of cool
seized.
Stuff.
Not found, seized
all
by...
Found and seized.
It was found, and then they decided, you're a drug dealer, we're law enforcement, you're going to jail, and we're just going to grab your stuff. Because it was used in drug dealing, and now we want it.
So when you say stuff, you don't just mean the drugs.
They've got drugs, cash, guns, cars.
So you can just take someone's car. I mean, I understand removing the drugs because it's an illegal substance and getting that off the street or whatever. But, like, the car?
They can prove that the car was used in your drug dealing business, yeah, they can seize it. Now, of course, if you've got a brand new Cadillac Escalade, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And they want to grab it because you're going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
But the dealership still has a $40,000 lien out on the truck. It's going back to the dealership.
Gotcha.
Oh, I see.
However, if it's paid for, they're probably going to grab that Cadillac and either keep it and use it, undercover car, give it to someone else to use for something, or they'll auction it off and keep the cash.
Kind of a bit of recycling there.
Right.
So,
what if the car is in my name? But somebody, not stolen, because obviously that, but someone who I'm related to or who I know,
was
I let them use
your
it,
car
but,
or something,
but
yeah.
I did not have the knowledge that they were using it.
Well, they can't just go in, arrest you, put the cuffs on, and grab your car keys. They do have to go through a court order, forfeiture, and seizure documentation. And in your case, your car would probably be returned to you.
Okay. Did you find out if law enforcement agencies, are they more likely to try to get the recent model car than, say, my 1975
Buick?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Depends on what kind of undercover work they're doing. A 75 Buick might be kind of nice.
Yeah, I see.
It really does depend on what they think they can get out of it or what kind of use they think they have for it.
So cars, cash, you mentioned.
Yep.
Anything else?
Cell phones or jewelry?
The phones you're
like
not going to get a whole lot out of. They usually grab the phones mostly so that they can get warrants and check and see who you've been calling or texting so that they can further their investigation. One guy up in Benton County back in January or February, they arrested him for selling large amounts of marijuana. And they took, I believe, 2 motorcycles, 4 cars, a jet ski, and a pontoon boat. Oh, and one of those side-by-side utility mules.
Because
when we
things...
read it, we thought, why did they grab a mule? We were thinking of the live one.
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
No.
But because all those things were in that guy's name, I guess.
They were.
Mm-hmm. If something is seized and it's sold, are there any taxes paid on that? Do you know?
Basically, what happens is the money goes back into the same fund that the cash they grabbed off the dealer would go into, and that's it's called a drug control fund. The prosecutor's office is actually... administer that fund, and they'll divvy out money to the various agencies that were involved in that bust. They keep some of it to buy specialized equipment, whether it's new undercover cars for the drug task force, your narcotics detectives for city and county police agencies.
Could you seize a house?
You could. They don't do it often. Real estate, they don't have any good use for, really, and in this economy, it's kind of hard to flip, mm-hmm. so they generally don't. Some of the cars, even some of the guns, they do keep. Some agencies automatically destroy any gun they get. Others, if they have a nice, say, AR-15 tactical rifle, that's one of the guns they got off this same dealer in Benton County. One of the captains now carries that rifle. It was seized and issued to him. It's a $1,200 weapon that,
wow.
you know, the office doesn't have to buy another officer.
And you mentioned that they can sell these things, so, like, I could go buy some of these things at auction?
Basically, they'll hire a private auction company, and the items they don't want to keep will be thrown in the same auction with the used road department trucks and the old squad cars they're getting rid of, and they'll all be sold at the same time. So, yeah, it's the same county auction you normally see advertisements for.
I know this has nothing to do with your story, but they auction off old police cars?
They do, when they're done using them.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen people driving them, so I know they had to get them from somewhere.
But I thought those cars could go faster than your average car.
Oh, they can.
Do they then modify them or slow them?
No, they're modified out of the factory. You get a high mileage and very worn out, but still pretty capable rig.
Huh, about that. They've taken the lights and all that off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, your story about the seizures of booty from criminal activity, that's in Sunday's paper.
It is.
Thank you, Dan.
Appreciate it, guys.
Dan Kraft is Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.